Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has failed to qualify for the first presidential debate, which is set to be hosted by CNN next week. Now, this officially sets the stage for the highly anticipated one-on-one clash between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. And joining us on the JR Morning Live line to give us his insights is Ryan Smeltz, Fox News Radio correspondent and WJR contributor. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Lloyd. Happy Friday. So what does this really mean for Robert Kennedy Jr. as far as his campaign is concerned? I mean, you know, does it move forward?
Yeah. Well, if we look at history, this is not a good sign, right? I think, you know, kind of the what I'm tying this to is Gary Johnson and how Gary Johnson was actually polling pretty well for a third party candidate back in 2016. I believe he was flirting with that 10% to 15% range, and there was a big push to get him on the debate stage. And the thought was, if he gets on the debate stage, he could potentially shake up the 2016 election. But he did not qualify, and ultimately his campaign started to kind of falter, where to the point where, you know, he ended up on election day with like what, 1%, maybe less than 1% of the vote. So I think that's got to be the concern for Kennedy's campaign, is that if he's not on the debate stage, it's going to be very hard to fundraise. It's going to be very hard to gain any momentum in the polls, and it's going to be pretty hard for him to continue his efforts to get on more ballots across the country.
He released a statement on Thursday that his exclusion by President Biden and Trump from the debate is undemocratic. But was it them, or was it these requirements? But they also negotiated the deal here to go on the stage. So was it them?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to know. Obviously, you know, there's been these requirements for years about what, when it comes to polling and what qualifies you to get on the stage. But at the same time, this was a very unique debate process, right? Like, you know, we didn't know if former President Trump and President Biden were even going to debate a few months ago. And next thing you know, they've agreed to two or three in a matter of, you know, what was a couple minutes, really, a couple weeks ago. I mean, it was the Ron Burgundy line in a nutshell. It escalated quickly. So I don't know. He's pointing fingers, but I can't really point to what's accurate about what he's saying.
I think the Trump campaign, if I'm not mistaken, released a statement earlier on saying, hey, the more the merrier, we would welcome him into it. And it's kind of unclear who Kennedy would have hurt the most had he continued on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back a little bit further in the time machine, Ryan. Ross Perot really had an explosion of support after his performance in 92. I mean, that's kind of, he was already getting traction, but his presence on that debate stage changed the trajectory.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, just having another conservative on the ballot that was polling the way that Ross Perot was, and, you know, obviously it ended up dooming George W. Bush's presidency because he was able to get quite a substantial margin, and we haven't seen a third-party candidate
19%.
Come anywhere close to that. Yeah, and we haven't had a third-party candidate come anywhere close to that in recent years. And what's interesting about Kennedy is that compared to Perot, I think the big debate about him is, who does he actually hurt more? You know, does he draw more support from President Biden's support base, or does he draw more support from a Republican base? It's kind of a mystery. Obviously, he probably aligns a little bit more as a traditional Democrat, but, you know, he's made a lot of enemies in the Democratic Party. And when he came here to testify on Capitol Hill, there were some explosive comments that were made by some members of Democratic Party leadership. And, you know, it's probably easy to say that he probably has ruffled more feathers within his own party than he has within the Republican circle.
He's a wild card, joker in the deck, however, whatever metaphor you want to use. I mean, you didn't know which way it was going to fall.
You know, Kennedy's campaign has filed this Federal Election Commission complaint against CNN and also the major parties. You see anything coming out of that, Ryan, or is this going to maybe influence future debates down the road?
We'll have to wait and see. I think the issue is that this is just way too close, you know, to the debate. We're only less than a week away now. So whether or not anything he does is going to change anything in that short a period of time, that's going to be hard to pull off.
I mean, yeah, he's saying this election is rigged against political outsiders. That may be the case, but these are the rules and the framework we have right now.
And it's been this way for a long time, right? I mean, he doesn't have a political party backing him, which doesn't help either. You know, he's not a Libertarian Party candidate. He's not a Green Party candidate. He doesn't have that infrastructure that traditional third party candidates have. So a lot of that is definitely weighing him down in some way.
Ryan, as you talk to congressional Republicans and Democrats, and as they look ahead to Thursday, we've heard from some Democrats privately and on background tell reporters, look, the strategy here, we're concerned about it. His infirmity, we're concerned about it. And this is even as they're trying to dismiss the so-called cheap fakes. Just how much is at stake, especially given some of his performances on the stage, be they manipulated or otherwise?
Right. Well, I think one thing that's interesting is that we were talking to one Republican senator yesterday who her advice for President Trump was to stay focused. You know, keep on the issues, stay to your talking points about what's important to you. And I think Guy Benson, who's a political analyst here at Fox or radio host here at Fox, had a very interesting point he was making this week where he says, you know, Republicans can't set the bar too low for President Biden, because the lower you set that, the easier it's going to be for him to exceed that. And I think a lot of people saw that happen at the State of the Union address, where Republicans were expecting him to a very low performance from President Biden. And the next thing you know, he was in fact able to talk for the entire duration of that speech, and then also talk to lawmakers afterwards for a substantial amount of time. So
Yeah. That's
kind of one thing that from a Republican side that you're seeing fellow Republicans caution themselves as well as President Trump, which is, don't underestimate President Biden. Don't set the bar so low that you make it easy for him to exceed those expectations. And I think the other one is that, there's the idea of making sure that President Trump stays focused on the issues and doesn't go down any rabbit holes that might be traps from the Biden campaign.
Well, he's also changed his messaging. I mean, at rallies, he says he's demented, doesn't know where he is. He came out yesterday and said, we know he is a seasoned debater. I expect him to do well. It's like...
Well, here's what we know. Biden will be on the right side, but
that's
Trump
right.
will get the last word. It seems like placating, kindergartners.
Yep. And that was determined by a coin toss. So, yes.
How better to run the country?
Right.
Yeah.
determine the outcome.
Maybe some of the Congress should be flipping more coins or something.
Yeah, maybe we could do rock, paper, scissors down the road.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
You have to assign like a member of your staff, each campaign does, and they have a rock, paper, scissors battle. So.
By the way, Kennedy still could get on the debate stage if ABC adjusts it in September 10th.
Right.
So we may yet see him if he can hold on that long.
No.
All right.
Hope is not lost for him, but missing the first one is quite substantial.
Yep.
Ryan Smells, Fox News Radio correspondent, WJR contributor. Thank you so much.
Hey, have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you.
You as well. Coming up, the L.A. school board banning students from using cell phones and social media during the school day. What does that mean for schools here in Michigan? We'll talk to a superintendent at 6:35.